Yo, yo, yo-y, what is going on, Tater Tots? It's Patrick and Abe, and we are the Muffuckin' Couch Potatoes. Now it's your turn. This is where you kind of talk.
No, you usually do the rest of the intro. This is the podcast where we answer your questions, give you some questionable advice, and we don't know what we're doing with the sciences, so we're going to stop making that up. But we do want to put a disclaimer here. We sometimes give advice on this show, and if you take our advice, we're going to send you a waiver that you have to sign to make sure that we're not liable for the damages incurred when you follow our advice, because we give some really crappy advice.
Well, okay. First of all, some of the advice we give is pretty good, but people take things differently, right? So,
okay, yes, but our first episode, I'm pretty sure we advised people to literally chloroform a family member.
Okay, but if you need to chloroform a family member, you need to chloroform a family member. If it needs to get done, it needs to get done.
I mean, you got a point.
Right? Like, I don't know. Like, I did do it. But anyways.
All we're saying is be careful and don't blame us for the mistakes that you make.
That's exactly right. When the police, if the police come knocking on your door... don't say it was us, the couch potatoes. It was you. You're your own person, and you can make your own judgment calls. But anyways, let's continue the podcast. Yeah. This first question, it comes from Jiminator on Instagram, and he asks, "What is the ideal breakfast?"
Well. Yeah, so there's, like, I say it, but there's a correct answer to this. Do you know what the correct answer is?
There's an actual correct answer?
In my brain. You can have a different answer, but you'll just be wrong. It's fine.
I want to hear what you have to say first.
Sure. So you're looking at an omelet with bacon.
Okay,
toast,
that's actually all you know how to cook, though. All you know how to cook
is
eggs.
Here, you little shit. Shut up. I'm a really good cook. Do you know what I made last week?
Tacos.
Quesadillas. Chicken quesadillas with onions, with peppers, with chicken. It was so good.
That's pretty much tacos.
I hate you.
Just like a flat taco with an extra tortilla.
Shut up! I'm trying to be an adult here.
Okay, I want to hear more about your omelet. Let's hear more about your favorite ideal breakfast.
Sure. So you're looking at, in the omelet, you're looking at shredded cheese, onions, peppers, ham, and then salt and pepper in the omelet. And then you're also looking at two pieces of toast, a few pieces of bacon, a cup of orange juice, and then a coffee afterwards.
Okay. Not bad.
That's it. It's relatively basic, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, no, for real. Okay, so I'm a massive fan of eggs. Like, super, super love eggs as well for breakfast. Typically, I'll personally have, like, eggs, bacon, some toast, whatever, right? But my ideal, like my most ideal breakfast, it would consist of two fluffy buttermilk chocolate chip pancakes with like fruit on top and like maple syrup, some whipped cream. And then I'd also want, you have to have home fries. Like, home fries are the bee's knees and an essential item when it comes to a breakfast. Your ideal breakfast, right? So, definitely home fries. And I like Eggs Benedict a lot. Whew, that is, like, my honest jam. Or skillets.
Okay, but see, no, now you're choosing different things. You gotta choose one thing.
Okay, fine. I will have pancakes with home fries and Eggs Benedict. That's an ideal breakfast.
Okay. I've never had Eggs Benedict, but I've heard it's good.
Delicious. Honestly, like, so good. I had, like, a smoked salmon Eggs Benedict from this place called the Malibu here in London, Ontario. Wonderland South, not the one on Dundas anymore because it's changed. It is not as good. Well, I don't want to say don't go there, but go to the Wonderland South.
Also, thanks for sponsoring this episode, whatever that company was. I forget what it was.
Malibu breakfast bar and grill, whatever. Thanks for sponsoring this episode. Wonderland South location, not Dundas location.
Very, very, very specific.
Right? But yeah, no. Sickest breakfast place. Most, yeah, best eggs Benny I've ever had. If you're ever, like, in the mood for eggs Benny, go there and get the smoked salmon one. Delish. I guess, like, okay. After COVID's over. So, yeah. Whenever that is.
Well, I'm sure they do takeout or something. You can wing that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Do you really want breakfast for takeout?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Is there a correct answer? I don't know, dude. I just want food. I'm hungry now.
Okay, like, think about it this way. If you're getting, like, breakfast takeout and they're putting your toast in the styrofoam container with everything else, you're gonna come home with soggy toast. Just because of all, like, the steam and precipitation, you know what I mean?
It's gonna be precipitation. It's raining in the container?
No, but, like, it, like the steam goes to the top of the styrofoam, like, takeout box, right?
Patrick.
And then
Patrick,
it creates water,
sweating.
Like, little droplets.
Patrick, it's called sweating.
Okay, yeah, so it sweats.
It's not precipitation. Precipitation is when liquid falls from the sky in any sort of form.
I don't know, man. I think it happens from, like, takeout boxes as well.
It's not... Okay. Our second question comes from Roundy Boy on Instra. This is Cameron. He asks, what's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Oof. I'm not eating fast food right now, but, like, is sushi considered fast food?
Nope. Unless there's, like, a chain sushi restaurant.
What if it's independently owned, many locations?
Nope.
Is that still considered a chain?
No, because I worked at a McDonald's that was independently owned, but it's McDonald's.
Okay, McDonald's is different. That's definitely a massive chain, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's part of a chain. There can still be individual owners to the different stores.
I get you. I just clicked in now. Duh. Oh, man. Okay. Fast food. So it has to be a chain. Like, chains are fast food, right?
Yes.
Like,
you're looking at your McDonald's, your A&W, your Subway, like, maybe even, like, a Pizza, maybe, because they do the slices.
Yeah.
Wendy's, Burger King.
Oh, that's so tough. Fuck. Like, okay, is Swiss Chalet and, like, Buffalo Wild Wings, places like that, that's not considered fast food, is it?
Definitely not, no.
Because, yeah, for the most part, you have to dine in. It's not like there's, like, a drive-thru or anything.
Yeah, like, you can take out, but that's not their thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I get
you. Like,
who
goes inside and eats at McDonald's? Like, who does that? You go and you grab your food and you leave.
Well, okay, actually, if you have kids...
If you have kids,
and there's a play place, it's a fucking rockin' play place. You know you're bringing your kids for dinner.
Patrick, choose a restaurant.
This is really hard for me.
Okay, well, then I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
Mine is McDonald's, because I worked there for 3 years. So, yes, it's disgusting, and I know how everything is made, and it's gross. But I know how to customize every menu item exactly the way that I like it. And their coffee's better. Their coffee's good.
Fair enough. What was your, like, favorite customization when it came to, like, a burger or whatever it may be that you were making?
So they don't have it anymore. Like, you can't make this because they got rid of the sauce that you need for it. But it's as simple as a junior chicken, which is a small chicken burger, add Thai sauce.
That's it?
They don't have the Thai sauce anymore. They got rid of that because they stopped serving the specific wrap. But yes, that's it. It's sweet. It's tangy with the mayo. It was the best thing on the face of the earth. Heartburn for days, but it was so good.
Yeah, maybe for you, because, like, you can't handle spicy food.
No, okay, no, yes, spicy for me, sure. But, like, when I say, like, this was the thing, like, you would go to other McDonald's, and, like, you would see other employees ordering this. Like, this was the McDonald's employee item.
That's
Everybody
awesome.
Knew about it.
So it's kind of like the Fruitopia of, or like Spritopia for customers, but like employees for...
I hate it when people order that. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
It's my favorite. It's literally like one of my favorite drinks.
I hate you.
But like that's why they have like the little machines to dispense it.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't have to, well, I guess you're not doing that anymore, but, like, the employee doesn't have to.
I'm never going back to customer service. Not in that capacity.
Right.
All right, okay. Now choose. You've had so many minutes to decide.
No, I know, and I think I chose. So, my go-to fast food restaurant, whenever I'm hungover, okay, it's gonna be also my favorite fast food restaurant. It's Wendy's, because they have the best spicy chicken burgers and, like, the best lemonades that you can ask for. And it always did the trick. I got my electrolytes. It was a bomb AF meal. Best fast food restaurant. But McDonald's has the best fries.
McDonald's does have the best fries. Yeah. And there's no arguing about that.
Yeah, for real. Don't add us, bro and bruz.
Now, if you listen really closely, Patrick, you might be able to hear my landlord upstairs vacuuming and cleaning. Just want to let you know that that's happening. Just if somebody's yelling, there's no abuse going on. He's just with a vacuum cleaner and is being stubborn.
Is he? How is your landlord?
He was here the day I moved in, and I've seen him two times since. He doesn't live here.
Oh, shit. So he just comes in, like, cleans for you, like he's your slave.
No. So one of the rooms, somebody recently moved out, and there's going to be somebody else moving in. So he's just cleaning it, making sure it's nice and pristine for the next person moving in.
Okay. I gotcha. Otter. Yeah.
Actually, I do need to text him because, like, there's a vacuum cleaner downstairs for people to use, like, if you want to vacuum your room or something, which is nice because it's all rug. You just clean it out afterwards, you're fine. But it doesn't work.
Bruh.
It doesn't work. So I need to text him about that. Like, hey, buddy. I should do that after I record a podcast, eh?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe not now, but in the next,
What are you going to do about it? I'm going to text him now anyway. Hey, bro. What?
But, like, I want to do lightning round right now. That's what's up.
You want to do lightning round right now?
I want to do lightning round.
Then let's do lightning round right now.
Let's fucking do it. Let's give it. Okay, sick.
Lightning round! Yeah!
Oh, wow, that kind of hurt my throat.
That hurt my ears. And everybody else's. Thank you.
Let's kill it. I'm ready. Nice.
3, 2, 1, go. Name a downside of biking to work.
It takes for fucking ever.
Name something in your wallet.
ID.
Name an animal some people keep as a pet that you would never let in your house.
Raccoon.
Name a type of bear.
Grizzly.
Name a word you might use to describe a dog that could also describe your partner.
Horny.
I mean, all right. Sure. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Question number one. Name a downside to biking to work.
It takes for fucking ever.
That was the number one answer for 28%.
That's only 28? All right, I'm not winning this one. But I'm having fun.
Name something in your wallet, you said.
ID.
ID, which is the third answer for 22%. Why is the number one answer credit card?
Yeah, I don't have a credit card.
You don't have a credit card?
No, dude, I had a credit card, and then, like, I maxed it out, but then they canceled the credit card because that credit card was discontinued.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, I was maxing out my credit card, but, like, making, like, payments, like, to my credit card always, so, like, I always had zero money in my bank, but also $0, like, on my credit card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I just don't have a credit card anymore because, like, I don't want to be in that situation again.
Name an animal some people keep as a pet that you would never allow in your house. You said
a raccoon.
That is not on the list.
What? What's number
one? We've got snake, which is number one for 37%. Rat, which is 21. Lizard for 19, and then you got tarantula, mouse, cockroach, and dog.
Stupid. Would you let a dog in your house? What the hell?
Some people are allergic. I wouldn't let a dog into my house. I'm allergic.
Ah, you're ridiculous.
Okay. Name a type of bear.
Grizzly.
Number one answer for 27%.
And then let me guess, polar bear.
Yeah.
Panda.
Polar, panda, teddy, brown, black.
Hilarious.
Why Grizzly. Are the black bears so unpopular? And the brown bears?
And what about the red panda? Wait, no, that's just a panda. Whatever.
You idiot.
Whatever.
Name a word you might use to describe a dog that could also describe your partner. You said horny.
Horny.
That was the fifth answer for 8%.
What was number one?
Loyal for 22.
Fair. I like my answer better.
I didn't.
Horny's always on the mind, clearly. Anyways.
I guess.
No, it's not, I swear. Is
uh-huh,
it?
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and you call me the thirsty guy. Get your stuff together, Patrick.
You are thirsty. You're always asking people to message us.
Also, side note, I was going to bring this up later, but side note, there's nothing more motivating when you're going on a run than running past a girl. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to play into that. I don't care. But, like, you're running, and, like, you're going to stop, like, to walk for a second and catch your breath, or to just not die. And you're like, no, she's cute. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, if
and then you
can
and then
actually
you turn
run.
The corner and you collapse.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about this later on in this episode.
Yes, we will.
Fucking hell. Okay, I'm ready to shoot
right.
you some answers. I mean, no, I'm not going to shoot you answers. I'm going to shoot you questions.
I appreciate that.
And you're going to give the answers.
Three,
so, yeah.
Two, one, go.
Name a profession that would be difficult for a coward.
Police officer.
Name something you might wear while driving.
Glasses?
How many days can you keep a banana before it goes bad?
Seven.
Name a state with a lot of mountains.
A state?
Yep.
Idaho.
Name a job that requires a lot of education.
Teacher. Time's up.
Wow, you literally just got that.
I know. A state with a lot of mountains? I don't...
Yeah.
We're Canadian. I don't do
right?
this.
Yeah, whatever.
That hurt me.
Okay, first question. Name a profession that would be difficult for a coward, and you said police officer.
Yes, I did.
That is number one for 22%.
Only 22.
Right?
I feel ripped off.
Yeah, no, it's fine. An exterminator was the last one.
Love it.
I am the exterminator.
You do a really bad Schwarzenegger.
That's fine. Next question was, name something you might wear while driving. And you said glasses.
Yes, I did.
That's the third answer for 22%.
I'll take 22.
Number one was seatbelt.
Oh.
33.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Right? Next answer was a banana one. How many days can you keep a banana before it goes bad? You said...
Seven days.
7 days? That was the third answer for 21%. First 21? Answer... Yep. First answer was 3 for 28.
Okay. But, at least the percentage difference was, it's 7%. The percentage
yeah.
difference isn't that big.
Yeah, and it's pretty minuscule. Just like your dick. Name a state with a
Whoa!
Lot of mountains. You
Whoa!
Said you said Idaho. A state with a lot of mountains. It took you a while for this one, but you said Idaho, and that was 8%.
Yeah, and now looking at the list, Colorado, of course. But
yes,
no, whatever.
Colorado.
I'll take it.
And then the last question was, name a job that requires a lot of education. You should have said doctor, which was the number one answer for 31%, but you said teacher, which was third. For,
I'll take that.
Yeah, no, for 21%, so that's pretty good. Good on
for
you.
For 21, 21, 21. All right, let's do your math first.
I think you won. So 28 plus 22, what is that, 50?
Yep.
Plus 27, so that's 77, plus 8, that's what, 85?
Yeah.
Yeah, 85%. Fuck.
On the dot. So 22 on my end, plus 22, plus 21, plus 8, plus 21, 94.
Yeah, I knew you were going to win.
Ah!
Shit, it's that goose egg that got me. It was that people not wanting raccoons as pets.
Okay, well, to be fair, you said raccoon. What? Who?
What?
It's just weird.
I'd have a pet raccoon. I wouldn't let it in my house, though.
You'd be an outside raccoon.
Yeah, just like people have outside dogs. It makes sense.
All right. All right, so I have a punishment for you.
Oh, let's do it.
So, like, I'm torn because I had a punishment for last week that I'm really excited to use. But also, your punishment for this week makes me realize how much exercise sucks. Like, so much.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well,
I exercise every day, so.
Okay. Let me clarify. I don't mind exercising. I don't like running.
Yeah, no, running sucks.
So
running
as a recap, Patrick won last week, and his challenge to me was to run 5 kilometers, take a 5 kilometer run, and I did that today because I'm lazy and I forgot about it. And I wanted to. So first off, I'm gonna say I didn't run 5 kilometers because that is a really long distance to run. That is so long, Patrick.
Oh yeah. No, I know.
So I did 3 kilometers.
Okay, fine.
But I still died.
Yeah, no, you owe me 2 kilometers, though.
I don't owe you anything. You can suck it. I failed your challenge.
No, you owe me 2 kilometers.
Okay, fine. Okay, then screw you. You're going to have to run 6 kilometers.
Okay, fine.
See if you can do it, awesome. And if you do it without breaking a sweat, I'm gonna punch you very hard.
Of course I'm gonna break a sweat. What do you mean? So you want me, that's my challenge or punishment. You want me to run 6 kilometers.
That is correct.
Fine. I'll do it. I fucking hate running unless it's sports.
Just pretend you're playing soccer the entire time.
No, I don't even like soccer. Whatever. I can do it. I'm not a little bitch. I'm not gonna bitch out at 3 kilometers.
Alright.
I might bitch out at 5.
I almost collapsed like 4 times. Like so of course me being lazy, me being stupid, I went for a run at like noon.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right. And, like, it doesn't get too hot here. Like outside right now, it's like it's 25 degrees. That's not too bad. But when you're running and like there's no shade.
Yeah, no, that's the worst. Like here in London right now, it's pretty hot. It's 28 without the humidex. But
yeah,
it feels
we don't have
like
a lot of humidity here.
Yeah, no, you're right by the fucking ocean. Of course not. But
see,
it feels like it's 31 right now.
That doesn't make sense to me. If we're by the water, shouldn't we have more water in the air?
I don't know. The ocean creates wind.
That doesn't affect anything.
I don't know.
Don't call me an idiot, you idiot.
I know. It's different. I know I'm an idiot. You don't.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. So what's new in Patrick's life? Anything new and exciting that we need to know about?
Oh, man. Fucking. Okay, so ever since I've been a kid, I've always played this stupid-ass game on my computer, and, like, it always brings me back. Like, I'll quit this game for, I don't know, months at a time, even, like, years at a time, and then it'll just, like, suck me back in. So recently, I started playing this fucking game again, and it's called, I'm sure you know it because you've seen me playing it in class last year and the year before.
RuneScape?
What?
RuneScape?
Yes. I have been playing RuneScape again, and I literally stayed up until like 4 a.m. last night fucking playing RuneScape. Oh, yeah, no, it's brutal. So that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm having fun, but like, I feel like, no, I need to stop, but like, I'm having fun. Like, should I give up my happiness just because, like, I'm playing this stupid online game? No.
But if you're having fun.
Yeah, that's all that matters. As long as I'm having fun. Yeah. So that's what's happening in my life. Oh, and I'm also playing this awesome fucking game on my phone, too. It's called Bloons Tower Defense, except it's with Adventure Time characters. 10 out of 10 would recommend. If you
do
not.
Like a good time.
Yeah, if you do not have it, like, thanks for sponsoring this episode as well. As well as Malibu, Bloons Tower Defense. Super appreciate that. Yeah, definitely download it. It's a fun time. Bunch of microtransactions, so don't do that. Yeah, that's my life. I rambled so much. Tell me about you, Abe. I want to know everything. I want to know about your run, your punishment. I want to know what's going on with Abe.
Well, you already know about the run. I died. There's a video up on Instagram now. You can check that out of me dying.
Wait, did you post it already?
Well, by the time this episode goes up, I'm going to post it, you idiot.
Yeah, true. Wow, I'm a fucking dunce. Oh my god.
Yeah, you are. Like, in the video, you can see, like, my face glistening with sweat. Like the light reflecting off of my face. And it's so weird. I don't like that. So I did that. And then I took a shower, got freshened up, and I wanted something to eat because we were going to record this podcast soon. I didn't have time to make food. So I basically undid all of the effects of my run, and I had Pop-Tarts with a cup of milk.
Oh my gosh.
But they were still good, okay? Pop-Tarts are, like, really, really, really good, you know?
Wait, so that's what's new in your life? You eating
Pop-Tarts? That's what's new in my life right now. The other thing that's new in my life is I got a PS4 a few weeks ago. Sure,
heck,
everybody
yeah.
knows that now.
Fuck yeah.
If you want to add me, my username is The Real Ooba.
Yes.
The Real OOBA. We'll play, like,
yes.
Warzone or Destiny 2 or stuff. So I got the PlayStation 2, and then a few days later, I bought the 2018 Spider-Man for PS4.
Yes, you did.
And basically, as soon as I started playing that, I dropped every other game, and that's the only thing I've been playing for almost 2 weeks now.
It's so good.
I finished the story last night, and, like, maybe it was the fact that, like, I had a long day yesterday. I was exhausted. I was up till, like, 2:30 in the morning finishing this story. Maybe it was just the stress of everything that's going on, but, like, I bawled my eyes out at that ending. Like, it was so good.
Right? I loved
it.
So
good. I'm not going to spoil it, but if you haven't played the game and you've been considering it, get it. It is so worth your time.
I played the game. I haven't played the DLC yet. That's something I really want to do.
There's four DLC packs.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. I'm assuming that's good. Probably at least an extra, like, 10 to 20 hours of content.
I would hope so.
Right?
Like, actually, right now they're on sale. Like, I think the DLCs, I think there's two or three of them on sale for, like, $12 a piece.
That's not bad.
So I like, and then there's one I think that's still $30. So I might get the two that are like 11, just so I can play some more. Honestly, what really captured me about this game is, like, I've played a lot of the other Spider-Man games, and like, you do your web swinging, and it's, you know, you do these small little missions, these challenges, and then you go fight the big guy, and then that's the game. And, like, there's challenges, like, how fast you can swing, and how many of these you can collect, and collect this that is around the city. But a lot of these games that do this, they don't have actual in-game mechanic results. Right? My favorite example of this is in one of my favorite games ever, Assassin's Creed 2. It's the first game with Ezio. There's, like, 150, 200 feathers to collect for your brother. Now, they're, like, hidden around the city. You have to, like, parkour and find them. Awesome. But they have there's no impact on the story or on the game or on your character at all.
Right.
Now, in this game, like, a perfect example is you collect your old backpacks that Spider-Man has put around the city. And you do that, you get what's called a backpack token. You can use a backpack token to upgrade your stuff. And with everything that you do, you get some sort of token to upgrade your stuff.
Heck yeah. Right?
And even, like, there's the side missions of, like, hey, chase this drone and collect its things, or how fast can you beat these guys up, or how fast can you kill these guys all silently, right? Like, even in that, there's a storyline behind it with a separate villain.
That's true.
Right? It's
that
so,
is so true.
Well done. And another example is there are some scenes where you play as not Spider-Man, right? Like, there's one scene where you're Mary Jane Watson breaking into a penthouse. And,
yeah,
like, you don't have superpowers. You don't have superpowers. You have a taser, you have some lures, but you don't have any superpowers. And, like, an amazing attention to detail is she's walking on hardwood, and then she steps on this, like, center, like, rug thing, like, in this hallway. And she steps onto it, and the sound of her footsteps change. Like, such a fine little detail. It was so good.
Yeah, welcome to current generation consoles, Abe.
Okay, I'm just getting my mind blown. Let me have this, okay? That's what's going on in my life right now. And then later on today, I'm going to start playing Uncharted 4. And apparently that is even more beautiful.
Perfect. Fuck yeah. I like it.
Have you played Uncharted 4?
I have not. I have not. I've only tried playing the first Uncharted game. And then that was like super clunky feeling when it came to gameplay. Like, I liked the story, but... yeah, I just couldn't do it because of the gameplay, so, like, I never actually ended up playing any of the Uncharted games.
Okay, well, this one, for example of how high quality this is, there are scenes where there's a Jeep. Like, you're driving a Jeep or you're riding in a Jeep. Apparently, what the creators of this game did is they took an actual Jeep, went onto actual terrain, and put a microphone by each of the different tires, and then recorded those sounds, and that's what they use. So they have four different recordings playing for each different tire at once.
That's so sweet. Oh,
that's
man.
Insane!
I would love to do, like, sound effects for, like, video games or movies. I think that'd be so much fun.
I know. I would get to hit you so many times.
Shut up. Whatever. Anyways,
yes,
let's go back to some
questions.
I've had
enough rambling about PlayStation games. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes. This next question comes from Jeffrey Cox here in London, Ontario. He says, I have feelings for a person who recently got out of a long-term relationship. What do I do? Ooh.
You gotta wait. I think you gotta wait. Depends how long the relationship is. Like, if they've been dating for 2, 3, 4, like 6 years, whatever it is, right? You gotta wait. You gotta give them time to figure it out, because I think if you swoop in there too quickly, you'll just be a rebound,
yeah,
right? Which could be fun
thing.
For a week or two, but then he or she will get bored of you, I think, and they'll realize that this isn't actually filling that hole that I was trying to fill, and
yeah.
you're gonna get hurt, and they're gonna get hurt even more. I think you just have to wait. Let them heal first.
Yeah, for real. Like, I don't know. I think... it's also kind of like a respect thing, too. Like, as soon as someone's single, don't, like, try and swoop in on them. Like,
that's a really good point. Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. That's pretty fucked up, like, to be, like, completely honest and, like, think about. But, yeah, no, if, like, you do swoop in, you're honestly just gonna end up being a rebound. Like, that's how it always is. I feel like that's... okay, maybe I'm wrong on that, but, like, yeah, I kind of think that. But if you respect the person, like, let's say they're, like, one of your friends or something, and, like, you've really liked them for a long time, and they got out of this relationship, like, if you respect them, like, as a friend and as someone you have feelings for, you'll be there for them, but, like, you're not gonna do anything, you know what I mean? You're just gonna, yeah, you're gonna let them have their time. Let them figure out what's going on in their head. Let them figure out things, whatever. Be there to, like, console them and, yeah, just be there for them. And then, like, after, like, a few months, I'd say, yeah, maybe, like, try something. Like, see where, like, don't, like, make it obvious, but, like, do things with them, you know? Not, like, a one-month thing, two-month. I'd probably wait, like, 4 months. Before you start trying to talk to someone that got out of a long-term relationship, even longer, you know what I mean? Like, maybe even, like, 6 months. I don't know. That's just my own opinion, though.
I don't know. I think it varies a lot on the situation and, like, how they're dealing with it. Like, maybe, like, just for example, maybe it was a long-term relationship, but their partner was toxic and had a very negative impact on their life. Maybe it was the exact opposite, and they're going to be really torn up about this for the next 6 months, right? You really got to be careful of that. And like you said, Patrick, you got to be there for them. You got to be their friend. And, like, just be there for them as a friend first.
Definitely.
I think, like, yes, that can lead to being friend-zoned, obviously, but I think there's definitely merit to it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. I completely agree.
Boom. I feel like we nailed that question. Thanks, Jeff.
I was honestly just going to, like, continue forward with, like, if it's someone at, like, a bar, like, and you're, I don't know, that's a completely different story.
Yeah, that's a totally different story.
Yeah.
Because you don't know then they just got out of a long-term relationship.
Exactly. It's just going to be, like, hookups and, like, whatnot, I'm assuming, anyways. Like, yeah.
And, like, if Jeff, if that's your thing, like, okay, but be careful with COVID out there, you know.
Hilarious.
You know how
it goes. No, I think you're right. I think we've nailed that question pretty all right. Last question.
This one's coming from Peter Clausen on email because he's 65 years old. I am never going to stop making that joke. I hope all of you know that. That is never going to stop. Which province or territory is the best? Anyone that you've been to, he says. Which province or territory? I think I know which one you're going to say. Like, yeah, there's like three options for you.
Yeah?
Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, or PEI?
Ooh.
Is it one of those three?
Like, definitely, but I'm also kind of, like, considering, like, BC. Like, I've never been, but, like, I know how beautiful BC is, like...
Yeah, but I don't think you can call it your favorite, or, like, what if you think it's true. The best if you've never been here. And, like, he specifically says, anyone that you've been to.
No, you're right. You're totally right. No, my favorite would definitely be Nova Scotia, though. I love the East Coast vibe. It's so chill, like... There's, like, pubs on every corner, live music throughout the entirety of the day. Like, it's always, like, bumping. It's so much fun. And by bumping, I mean, like, it's not, like, college kids bumping, but, like, yeah, Halifax is a university city, and there's a bunch of, like, college kids, but, like, there's a lot of, like, fuck, what are the people, like, not commoners, fuck, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-tourists?
Locals?
Yes, oh my fuck.
Who are you? Why are you an idiot?
Oh my gosh, that was brutal.
Yeah, that was
that took me a hot minute to try and spit out. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of locals, obviously. And, like, yeah, no, like, with, like, the locals, like, it makes everything just feel so East Coast-y. Like, they look East Coast, like. Like, I don't know how to explain it anymore, but, like, they look like they're from the East Coast. The way they talk, the way they present themselves, like, you can tell. Everyone's just so much more laid back. Like, the food there is incredible. Like, I love seafood. And, yeah, everything out there is so, so delicious. Yeah, Nova Scotia, best province that I've been to anyways, hands down. If you haven't been, honestly, make the trip.
So I am torn between the East Coast and the West Coast because I've been, like, the only ones provinces I haven't been to, I haven't been to Saskatchewan. I haven't been to, like, the two territories up there. I haven't been to those. Other than that, I've been everywhere. And I'm torn between Nova Scotia, where exactly what you said. My sister lives there. I've been there. I've visited there for a few weeks. It's so great. It's honestly fantastic. And then BC, because I live here now, and it's gorgeous. The people are fantastic. The communities really work together. But I don't think I've been here long enough to actually get to know this place.
Right.
To get to know everything. Because like I mentioned to Patrick, I was driving to work the other day, and I'm on a highway, but I look to my left, so there's the highway, and then there's a field growing vegetables or something, and then there's a river, and then there's a skyline of a city, and then there's a mountain on the other side of that. Like, the views everywhere are impeccable. They're so amazing. So, like, I'm going to say BC, just because of how gorgeous it is and how... yes, it's expensive to live here, but it's worth it. It's so amazing.
Man, I can only imagine, like, the cuisine there, too. Like, ugh.
I haven't explored much on that yet because I,
am only eating Domino's?
No, because it's expensive and I need to watch my money.
Yeah. And you love Domino's.
I know,
and
the Domino's pizza's okay.
Fucking God.
Yeah, so British Columbia is my choice so far. That'll change.
Will it change?
I don't know. I have no idea, dude. Are you kidding me?
Fair enough. Fair enough. I want to know your favorite provinces. I am going to post on our Instagram a poll. I don't know how to do that, actually.
You post it on our story. Do a poll on our story.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna try that.
I believe in you.
Hopefully. I'm kind of old. I'm like 5 months until I'm 27, so... Let's see if I can... Yeah, I know. Shut up. Let's see if we can make do with this social media. I'm curious if I can do it.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Heck yeah. That's all the questions that we have, though. So.
Yeah.
Actually, if you guys want to send us another question, we'll always put it out there. Yeah. You can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at CouchPotatoes19. Or you can email us like Peter Clausen did. We are thecouchpotatoes@gmail.com.
Yeah, and not just with questions, but if you have any, like, punishment or challenge suggestions, like, hit us up, honestly. And then we also do post our challenges on our social media websites, such as, like, just Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah, if you want to look, yeah, like Abe said, that's where stuff is.
Take a look there, and there's always a link in the show notes to last week's punishment, so you can see us suffer.
That's right.
That's right.
Cool beans. I guess that's it, eh?
That's it. I'm Abe.
And I'm Patrick, and we are the motherfucking Couch Potatoes.
Why you gotta, like, no, keep it clean for the end.
Okay, and we are the Couch Potatoes.
That sounds adios. So
right? Adios, tater tacos.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Dun, 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 dun. You gotta continue the song.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun
dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun d